Hey, Rabbi, Kaima Mefer Lechiba Basachas. What if he says, Kaima Mefer Lechiba Basachas? Does anyone work? Does none work? Does the first one work? Does the second one work? Because once it's Mufra, it can't be Mekuyim. Mahu. Tashamad, I'm a Rabbi, Kol Davers, Kol She'ena Basachas, Eina Basachas, I'm sorry, Kol She'ena Basachas, Kol Basachas, Eina, which means none work. Because that is, when you can't do it one after the other, you can't do it simultaneously. Boy, Rabbi. Kaim lechi ayoy mahu. Now, if somebody says kaim lechi ayoy, what is the din? Mi amin and command amr the mufa lechi lebacher. Let's stop right there. Is it like he said it'll be mufa tomorrow? And if he said that, what does the gemara mean? It's as if he said it. And if he did say it, would it work? If the gemara is saying, is it like he said mufa lechi lebacher? That means the gemara is saying it would work. Because if it wouldn't work, if he said mufa lechi lebacher, who cares what he said? Says Kaim Lechu Ayay. So the Gemara, there's two tzadim here. Is it like he said Mufa Lechu Lamacher? I do Mahalay Amalah, or he didn't say it. Now I want to know, on the side that if he said it, what would that Lacha be? Can you say Kaim Lechu Ayay Mufa Lechu Lamacher? If the answer to that question is no, what are the two sides of the Shaila? He didn't say it. Yeah. Let's try it one more time. The Gemara has a shaila. I'm not here to ask the Gemara. I'm here to understand the Gemara. The Is it like he said Mufa Lechi Amacher? I want to know what would be if he did say
Mufa. I don't know. It's saying
if you, you don't know.
It's that
because he said Hayayim only. That's why it's not. Somebody is, there is background noise. I'm going to mute everybody. I'll use the nuclear option. So, obviously, if the Gemara has the Shaila, it's self-evident that if you said Kaim L'Huayim over the Chulamachar, it works. Because if not, what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is it like you said both? And if you did? It would work. I'm on that side. I'm only trying, because before you walked in, replied, there was aggravation about my Shaila, how I could have asked the Shaila when it's not in the Gemara and the Rush. Well, to me, it's in the Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying it's like saying, Kayim Lechua Yayim Amo for the Chulamachar. That means, obviously, the Gemara is saying that would work. But if it wouldn't work, why is it like you said it? Who cares? Or maybe he didn't say it. You're going to tell me that doesn't work because he didn't say it. I ask the next child. What if he didn't say Kaim Luchu Ayayim? He just said Mufa Luchu Lamachar. Do we say by not doing anything today, his keeping quiet was Mekayim the Neder today, and then you can't be made for tomorrow? Listen to the Gemara. Listen to the way the Gemara just jumped to the other side. Because the Gemara is saying it's as if he was Mekayim today. And if he was, he still said Mufa Lechu Lamachar. Obviously, the Gemara at this point says the other side. If you assume Kayim Lechu Ayayim and Mufa Lechu Lamachar can't work, what if he just says Mufa Lechu Lamachar? Is it like Kayim Ayayim and Mufa Lamachar that doesn't work? But the Gemara before assumed it did work. So the Rush speaks out, there are really three shilas here. Number one, Kaim Lechu Ayayim and Mufa Lechu Lamachar doesn't work. That's the basic shila.
Does
or doesn't. And if you hold it does, then I have a shila if it says Kaim Lechu Ayayim only. And if you hold it doesn't, then I have a shila if it says Mufa Lechu Lamachar only. That means the middle shila is never mentioned in the Gemara. But based on that shila, you will have two different shilas. If you hold Kaim Lechu Ayayim and Mufa Lechu Lamachar works, how about Kaim Lechu Ayayim by itself? If you hold Kaim Lechu Ayayim and Mufa Lechu Lamachar doesn't work, how about Mufa Lechu Lamachar by itself? So therefore, questions 1 and 2 are clear in the Gemara. And we spoke out, there's two pshatim of that. Dr. Harris's pshat, who learned like a b'kivanger, that it kicks in today for tomorrow, or is a pshat like you said the words, and the chalais can be tomorrow. Dr. Gemar Baiter, v'im tim tzalaymar, If you want to say that you can't say kayim l'chayayim and move l'chud l'machar, you can't go from one day to the next. How about kayim l'chasha, Mao? What if you say kayim l'chasha? Mi amin and kamadam l'move l'chud l'achasha, dami, and it works? I don't have a law. He didn't say it. And im tim tzolayim ha'alei amala, miu amala, what if he did say it? Kayim l'chasha and move l'chud l'achasha. My, mi amin and kibin the kayim l'chayim l'chayim. You can't do this. I don't make even the kuliyam about come about faru. Can't move the kulakashamahani. So therefore, we have all kinds of shilas here, and the Gemara did not answer so far any of them. What is question three?
Was the proof from Nazir?
Okay, that's coming up right now. Tashima, Hareini Nazira. A woman says she is a Nazira. Vishama by the Bamarbani. I also. And Yochel Lahafer. By saying I, he was Mekayim the Neder. Because if she has no Neder, he can't say I also. Vamai, name of Ani Dam Ram Nakshe Davi Nazir, Avareni Lazi de La, Shahachas Kaimer Lakashoy Boy Lafer. He only agreed to the Neder now. He didn't say I agreed to the Neder forever. So maybe he meant I agreed to it now, so he becomes a Nazir, and then in an hour he wants to be made for it. He never said he agreed permanently. So Amai and Yochel Lahafer. Must be that once you're mekayimik for any amount of time, it's locked in and you can't be made for it. That would prove a whole bunch of shaylas. It would prove kayim l'chashah before l'chashah. It would prove kayim l'chayayim before l'chula machar. It would prove all kinds of different shaylas would be proven with that. You can't do it. Mekoyim is mekoyim is mekoyim. No move afterwards. And for the Gemara, no raya. Look, sever kovani, command of mekayim l'chulaylam dami. The word bani means forever. Dr. Haley Gemishna Weiter. May Sa'avla Nisraik Nisraik Nisraik. The father dies, the husband never takes over. May Sa'av Nisraik Nisraik Nisraik. This is where the father is stronger than the husband. Mashen Kain, B'davaracha Yafak Chabau Mikay Chav, Sha'av Mayfer Babugger. And it doesn't mean a married man, it means an Aris. And that's going to be a Gemara's problem. When is an Aris made for Bebugger? When? He needs the father to help him. How can he do Gungris? Vav ain't a made for Bebugger. And the Gemara is going to give a solution to that problem when we get to it. Practically, my timer. Why doesn't the husband take over for the father? But around Mesavia, the father is the one that has the major control. And therefore, it never, without him, an Aris can never be made for a Nara or a Begaris or anything else at this point. It tells me that before the second kedushin, the halacha is like before the first kedushin. Now, what was question five? Someone mentioned to me here that question five is a mistake.
If a girl turns into a plagiarist in the middle of Erusin, who could be Mefer or Nadarim and why?
Okay, so we'll talk about when we get there. We didn't get to the Gemara yet. That's not a mistaken question at all.
I'm saying, unless
I didn't say you said anything.
There's a few different ways
you can,
you know, answer it.
I don't know. I hate to say this, but it's a fair to Gemara. We're going to get there in a minute.
Okay, but why would we ask five now?
I didn't know what five was. I thought maybe five is something we learned already. That's why I asked before what three is. I want to know where I'm up to in the test. I don't know where I'm up to. I don't remember what I wrote. The minute I handed it in, I forgot every question.
You want an extra cup?
No, I don't need it. I don't need it.
According to, is this only
going to rub my head? I used to tell the kids in my class, it's a real test. I thought, I know every answer, I told them. I know every answer. Why can't you know every answer? That's what I told them. And I wouldn't write the test if I didn't know the answer, right? Yes.
The Manoan that we just asked about, the strength of, is that only Ravanan? Is there another Shita, the Tanavid Shmo, that learns the strength from somewhere else? This answer that we just gave from this puzzle.
Bayesia?
Yeah.
Adaraba. It was Tanavid Shmo that said Bayesia is only for that.
Okay, right.
So I think about that. Maybe the father can only take over the darb that the aris never heard. After the darb shenirul aris, so then it already became his property. So that I wouldn't need a pasuk of Hayasiyah. Hayasiyah comes to tell me that even if he owned it for a while, and then he passed on, the father gets it back.
He has to do it again, right?
It's a shayla. I think we had a machlokes rishonim in the Rush brought two shittas earlier. Here, I don't know what he says. I don't remember.
Is this all still Bobayon?
Oh, Bobayon, it's not so simple.
I know.
That's why we're going to get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Gemara, so we'll deal with that extensively. So we'll leave it for tomorrow's Gemara. That's what the Gemara's going to be talking about tomorrow. Yes. I did mention that the Rush holds that if the father heard about it on Sunday, and he was Mefer, and the husband heard about it on Tuesday, he can still be Mefer in the night of his Mufer. It doesn't have to be the same day.
You mean if the case of the Baal died?
No.
Oh, so.
No. It doesn't make a difference. The Baal died. The father can take over the Baal.
That's not telling you
what
it was there, right?
No. What case can the aris be made for a bugger? Elam kishkinchi naru bugra. If he was mekadesh as a nara, she became 12, so she left her father's rishos. Michti misa metziyah mishosav, or badrus metziyah mishosav. The father dies; he also loses his control. Ma misa loynis right in rishos labal. We learned that after the rabbi Sevilla. A badrus loynis right in rishos labal. An aris can't function by himself. So why in the world should he be able to take over if she turns a megaris in the middle of her erison? That's what the Gemara asks. There's no benefit yet. But that Gemara asks, if she became an arus at 12, and 4 months later, her father died, the aris doesn't take over. 6 months later, she becomes a megaris. Why should the aris be any better off than if the father died?
I can come.
The Gemara rejects whatever svara you're going to say. An aris is not powered himself. That's the Gemara's background. The fact that he can't take over when dad dies is a raya that he can't do it himself. What svara would you say?
It depends what's causing this. That's right. What's causing your father to lose his...
What difference does it make? Why can't the aris take over if the father dies?
Because she's still a...
The father's dead!
But she's not a bankrupt yet.
Again. What happened? Again. Why can't the aris do it by himself if the father died?
When she's
in. What difference does it make? She's his arusa.
Because she's
and therefore
she can't make her own adornment.
Yes, she can. She's a 12-year-old girl. Zakti Gemara. Elik Shikitsiki Begaris. And here there's a big piece missing here. And the time came for him to marry her. So now, it's not a regular arusa. It is an arusa that is at the point of nisuin, and he would be required to marry her. And for whatever reason, which we're not getting into now, we will get to later in the Masechta, at that point, he can be made for nedarim. He becomes like a baal, like a nisua. Even though she's not a nisua, the halacha becomes like a nisua, even though she's an arusa. At that point, the aris can be made for himself.
I mean, when did she become Bulgaris?
What?
When did she become Bulgaris?
6 months prior.
Did she become Bulgaris in the middle of the Erison? That was question five.
Right, so it depends. It doesn't make a difference.
The way the Lashon
Gemara seems to say it does make a difference,
yes.
But it doesn't, because the bottom... You're right. You have a great question. You do. You have a wonderful question.
Question, my wife's question, but she,
I know. But your wife again. Your wife had a great question.
It just me again. The Gemara seems like it happened. The condition happened when she was the day she was Bukiris.
You're right. So it's mashma that it wouldn't switch over in middle, even if the time came.
Right.
Again, I don't know if it's true or not. That's
I know. I was going to say that, but I can't see it in the Gemara.
Right.
So, explain. What is shekicha? Because she eat by grist.
But not by itself. But then the time came. Then the 12 months came.
So it switches over.
Right. So he wants to know what would happen if she Mekadesh is a Nara. She became a Begeres, middle of Erison, and then the time came. Is there a difference when the Kedushin was? That's what he's asking.
If she was a Naira and then she becomes a Begeres?
And then the time came.
As a Begeres?
As a Begeres.
What's the question?
Because the Gemara says Kitchik she Begeres. Why did the Gemara need that? That's Rabbi Cohn's wife's question.
I said it.
I said it.
First of all, you
learned
that from Megillah.
Right. Tanina Chadazimna. It's already another Mishnah. Because just asked you the Beit Chaydish. Why do we need this one? Now, the Gemara, before it answers it, gets off on a side issue. I'll go for Kasha. I'm going to have a Garrett just asked his name as a Chaydish, but the Garrett's probably his name as a Chaydish. The Garrett's called Amid Yahim Sagi. What do I need 12 months for? Begaris only needs 30 days. Now, the rush guy was Gairis, not a Begaris Shashasub, a Begaris Ushashasub. Shnei Master Chaydish. And that means that both need, right, that's what the rush was Gairis. The rush was Gairis, a Begaris Ushashasub. That means both of them have to wait, Yud Beit Chaydish. I, Begaris, only has to wait 30 days. Tana Begaris Shashasub, Yud Beit Chaydish. From the time she became a Begaris. Not from the time she got Erison. From the time she became a Begaris, there's a 12-month period, because the minute a girl turns into a Begaris, she starts acting like an Arusa, and she gets her wardrobe, everything she needs, ready. And therefore, a year later, she's ready to roll. You need 30 days anyway, because that's even an Albano who has everything needs 30 days. But it's from the day of Erison she needs a year. And then if it's past the year, she'll need 30 days. The bottom line is why this Mishnah has to tell to me. Here it's Davka, there we just want to bring the Machloikas. Since we wanted to say how the father is more powerful than the husband, she made a netter when she was an Arusa. This guy should buy behind, and this guy should buy behind. She was Megareshes that day, and she got Nitzarset a second time. Phil Lameya, Aviyah Baila Acham appeared in Darrell. Her husband and her last father and her last husband can be made for Ganeter. Now, this Mishnah can be learned two ways. Because the Mishnah could be learned that Pshat is that the the pshat is that the it was by b'yayim of the father, meaning the father is made for her if she was the last husband, but not necessarily did our first husband hear about it. You don't see that in the Mishnah. However, Shmuel is going to learn that that's pshat in the Mishnah. Zachal koshli yatzur shosat mishalachas aviyim by lachem b'shirat d'rav. She never became independent. Father and the last husband. That's why we know sorry b'achem made for nadarim shenir laris rishon. That's Shmuel's question, because he understands the Mishnah is talking about even if the first Aris heard about it. Who says once he heard about it, it can be transferred to a different Aris? So to Gemara, where do you know that from? This is Shmuel's question. The Dorim saw your leg kvar, and the Dorim that you already had before.
Did the last Aris hear it?
Well, you can't. If he didn't hear it, it can't be made for.
He's taking over. He's able to make for the.
Well, if the first Aris heard it,
I said.
That the father isn't totally in charge till there's a second Aris, and he has to be made for that day that the first Aris heard it.
Yeah. To repeat it?
Again, let's clarify this. Aris number one died. Right?
On the same day.
At this point, the father took over. There's somebody else.
Did
the father heard it? That's part of
the
The first Aris heard it. Right? The father heard it the same day. He's in charge. Now, if a second Aris comes in, he has to hear it. If he doesn't hear it, he can't get involved, right? How does he know? That's what I think. I think we'll talk about it more tomorrow's Gemara, but I think so.
Once it's moved by the father by himself, between, it's gone, both? If he could do it by himself, and it's right to the Rishus Lav, and it's no more a netter anymore. It's nothing to be made for. That's what I understood. He neglected to be made for.
But Aris 2 now heard. Aris 2 now heard. The same
thing. And the father was made for?
Yeah.
Why would it? Why, it's gone. It's like if a Kiyum works that way, why isn't the Hafara work that way? One person.
It's going to be in the next piece of Gemara. So I'm going to leave it for there. Instead of making it up on ourselves as we go along, I'll let the Gemara tell us, but not today. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Skoyeserehu. The whole pasuk, meaning there's an extra part of words, and the Rush learns the extra words are, what are the extra words? Aleha. Right. I think the extra words is Aleha. That's why we say Tanya Kavas to the Shmuel, because he's the one that told us that even if the Aris heard about it, the second Aris takes over. And we're going to stop right here, and we're going to start Ketzah tomorrow. And everybody should get a wonderful night's sleep today, because tomorrow you'll need a good night's sleep when you come in the morning. The test is not on that. And because the Rosh has two pshatim, we haven't even begun that. And tomorrow, and once we get through tomorrow's Gemara, I think we're in clear sailing.
So 8 and 9?
So what is 8 and 9?
How does Shmuel figure out his halacha, see the Rosh, and then the first case of the Rosh is really 2 cases. What are they?
Okay, so I have to learn it. Ketzad. Shama via the Hafrullah. Father heard him was Mefer. Now the Rosh has 2 cases here. He has 1 case that the husband did not hear until he died. Avia, wait a minute, I just want to make sure I'm teaching this right. Right. The first case is Shama Avia Vahavrla, Vahispigabal Lishmaya Chemes, Vinis Isa. Not by B.I.M. Take out the by B.I.M. Vinis Arsa. Avia by Lachem if you're Minirel. Even though the husband did not hear about it. Right? The father heard about it. Father heard about it. And the husband died without hearing about it. And she got more restless that day. So the father and the husband are made for the dark. I'm sorry. It doesn't even have to be that day. No, the husband never heard about it. So whenever she gets this arsa, I don't want to teach this wrong. Let's try this again.
It's the second wide line.
No, I have a different print here. So the Rosh is saying the following thing. She made a netter on Sunday. Her Aris never heard about it and died. Father heard it was Mefer, and she became an Arusa again on Monday. The second Aris takes over because the netter was made when there was an Aris there. Not like you wanted to tie it before.
The next day.
Doesn't make a difference. The Aris never heard about it. We mentioned before, the father hears on Sunday, the Aris hears on Tuesday, the Aris is made for on Tuesday.
Maybe. When was
the new Aris.
When was the father made for?
What?
When was the father happy?
That day, on Sunday.
Before Shmiyas HaFa?
Doesn't say.
But the first Aris,
the husband didn't hear it.
Why couldn't he hear it? Near it.
Again, we'll try one more time. This is the rush. Shama Bailavet, Shama Abiyah Behaprabha.
Okay,
man. Well, his big about Lushmaya
at Shemais. He was alive when the father did that far.
He doesn't know a thing about it. He never heard the netter.
What's
that? Makes no difference which day. No, by me, I. The way the rush is voting now. Vinisarsa. Aviyah by Lachram appeared in Dura.
Both have power. The and the Baal.
Right. It doesn't have to be the same day. The father did his on his day, and the Aris will do his on his day.
Why can't the first Aris hear?
Because if the first Aris heard, then it has to be the same day.
You know, but even though he died.
Exactly. Because since he heard it, the Aris day, the clock started ticking.
So if he died.
After he heard it,
yeah.
So that day, if the second Aris is there, fine. If not, the clock ticks.
And what happens?
The father took over. The strength is just flat.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not joking. I mean, it was like...
It's not so simple. This is the next Gemara. That's why I should have waited this. Now I taught it on Friday, but I didn't want to stop at 6:20. You know what I mean? This is a piece of Gemara that's going to need a lot of concentration tomorrow. So don't answer number 9 until after the Gemara tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.